question. Sometimes when we get training in a base, we feel that Vrihaspati is very entangling and we don't want to get entangled. At the same time, we find that we are not fit for Brahmachari ashram, although we have got Brahmachari training in the base. So, how do we move ahead? We also want to preach, but we feel like Vrihaspati ashram will not be able to much possibility for preaching. So, what should we do? One of the specialities of bhakti is that it does not have one definition of success. Is that the ultimate definition of success is that we want to love Krishna. But within that, there are many ways. At a direct level, we have, devotees can distribute books, devotees can preach, build temples. Like that, there are so many definitions of success within which are progressing towards that ultimate definition of success. So, now when we are in the Brahmachari ashram, when we have got Brahmachari training, we get a particular definition of success. And if we decide to go to a Vrihaspati ashram, the foundation of Brahmachari training and discipline, it is good. But we have to get a changed definition of success. Not in terms of rejecting the principles of bhakti, but understanding how those principles of bhakti are harmonizable with the Vrihaspati ashram. Sometimes we end up giving more importance to the ashram than to the principle of bhakti. So rather than considering that bhakti is universal, we consider that actually it is the ashram that is all important. And bhakti is not determined by the ashram is determined by bhakti. So bhakti is inclusive. Now the specific ways in which we practice bhakti in the Brahmin Brahmachari training, we may not be able to. We'll most likely not be able to practice in the Brahmin. That should not be seen as a necessarily sliding down or weakness. That is just a necessary adjustment. Now, Prabhupada himself did not live the same way for the 11 years that he was, or not even 11 years, actually for us, considerable amount of time in his Grahastha. He did not live the same way the way he was living when he was a Vanaprastha or a Vanyasa. Can we imagine, just in about 12, 13 years, he met his feet, not even 15 years, he met his spiritual master just about half a dozen or a dozen times. So, that means, he in his heart, he was trying to earn so that he could share Krishna Bhakti. He could assist his spiritual master in sharing Krishna Bhakti. But in a practical sense, he was not directly associating much, although he was helping his father, he was definitely doing service, no doubt. But it was in a different way, not in a, in fact, to make a provocative statement, according to some conceptions of what practicing bhakti means, especially with those in Brahmacharya training, Prabhupada would have been considered to be a loose Grahastha. He will come to the temple regularly, doesn't he will come to meet his guru. He would have been considered. Now, obviously, we are not comparing here ourselves with Prabhupada. No means. All that I am saying is that we shouldn't lock our conceptions of bhakti to a particular framework. So we need to get guidance from those Grahastha devotees who are mature and who are practicing bhakti for a good amount of time and who understand the dynamics of the different ashrams. So adjustment according to ashram should not be seen as a compromise. It is a different way of practicing, it is a different definition of success. For sometimes devotees who carry the Brahmachari definition of success into Grahastha ashram, they make themselves miserable, they make their families miserable. And for especially, what about the next generation? The worst example of this is where children were seen by some devotees not as gifts of God but as products of lust. This is a horrible way of looking at things. And it's completely actually not in non-chastic, not the way. Prabhupada called, they are welcome to children, they are entrusted by Krishna into our care. So we will need to get proper Grahastha guidance by which we can to get a proper definition of success in Grihastha Ashram. And one of the easiest ways to make ourselves insecure and miserable is to constantly associate with those whose definition of success is different from what we are pursuing. If I am an author, and if I associate constantly with a person who is a preacher, then a preacher, I'll say, or a person who is an animal, I'll say, an animal is surrounded by so many 15, 20 odd people, so many people running around to do the beck and call everything, so many counselors, so many devotees. So there is a whole different definition of success. So I need to associate with those who are the authors. I say their joys, their struggles, their successes, and I take inspiration from them. So in bhakti, it's vital for us to associate properly, and whenever we are pursuing a particular path, we have the right definition of success for that path, or rather in this path, like I said, ashram, we have the right definition of success for that ashram. There are two elaborate classes I have given on this subject. One was the Bhagavatam Puna, was confrontation or penetration, two modes of practicing bhakti. Another was Bhagavatam Kalpata, where it is appreciating different definitions of success in bhakti. So you may find those helpful. Suffice it to say that if we are going to go to a particular ashram, it's vital for us to understand what is the right definition of success in that ashram, and associate with those who inspire us in moving towards that definition of success. Thank you.